This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Sites Reservoir readies for hearings. India doesn't budget on stockholding. Broadband subsidies wrapping up. Water Board sets hearing for Sites Reservoir. The State Water Board has scheduled a hearing to consider a water right for the Sites Reservoir project. The board has set aside more than a dozen days for the hearing, stretching from June to October. The project authority must obtain a water right before breaking ground on construction for the storage project. The plan to divert up to 1.5 million acre feet each year from the Sacramento River. The board will also review the application to ensure the diversion aligns with water quality control plans for the river as well as for the Delta and San Joaquin River. Food and Ag Board to discuss clean energy. The State Board of Food and Ag will meet this morning to discuss renewable energy, the circular economy, and farm innovation. Speakers will present on the prospects hydrogen poses for ag and rural communities in the state's transition to zero-emission vehicles. The board will delve into the burgeoning biomanufacturing potential from almond byproducts in the San Joaquin Valley. They also will hear about a dairy partnership with BMW North America to produce renewable energy. Board President Don Cameron said that California Ag can help the state reach its carbon neutrality and renewable energy targets, but we need the resources, investments, and partnerships to help further on-farm adaptation and integration. Follow the discussion on Zoom or in person at the CDFA office in Sacramento. India digs in on ag trade dispute. The latest ministerial meeting of the World Trade Organization closed with no progress on the most important agriculture issue, which has to do with government stockholding and has pitted India against the U.S. India is so dug in on its position that the country's representatives threatened to block an extension of a moratorium on tariffs for electronic commerce, an issue that's unrelated to agriculture. India took hostages. Christine Bliss, president of the Coalition of Services Industry, said yesterday on a webinar hosted by Washington International Trade Association, it came down to India literally being willing to blow up the ministerial unless it got what it wanted on public stockholding. The ambassador for Thailand made an impassioned speech about the impact of India's policies on her country's rice producers, but wound up getting recalled by her government before the end of the meeting. According to Ben Connor, he represented the U.S. Agriculture Coalition for WTO Reform. The coalition comprises 14 different farm groups. India insisted on the maximalist position when it came to public stockholding and farm price supports, he said. By the way, Angela Ellard, a deputy director general of the WTO, put a positive spin on the outcome, saying the member nations were at least working off a common text on ag policy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. FCC Chair, full affordable connectivity program payments phasing out. The Federal Communication Commission yesterday formally announced April would be the final month that would offer full payments through the Affordable Connectivity Program. It provides enrolled households between $30 and $75 a month to put toward their internet bills. partial payment under the program may be available in May, but by the end of that month, program funds will be fully exhausted, FCC Chair Jessica Rosenworcel told lawmakers in a letter yesterday. The agency stopped accepting new enrollment into the program last month, she added. She urged lawmakers to appropriate more funds to keep it operating. She said, quote, this enrollment freeze was necessary to begin the process of winding down the program, but already its effects are being felt by households that wish to enroll and are unable to do so. Many of these households have contacted the commission to express their disappointment and frustration that they can no longer sign up for the program. Others have contacted the agency to express concern about the impending end of the program, noting its impact on older adults, families with school children, and military families at risk of losing their internet service without the ACP benefit. Foreign Agriculture Service accepting McGovern Dole program applications. USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service accepting project applications for the McGovern Dole Food for Education and Child Nutrition Program, which facilitates donations of U.S. agriculture products to food insecure children abroad. According to the grant notice, the award ceiling for each project is $30,000. Overall, the programs are estimated to have $270 million in funding for this year. According to the FAS website, priority countries for this fiscal year are Angola, Bangladesh, El Salvador, Ethiopia, Guatemala, Guinea, Laos, Malawi, and Rwanda. The deadline for application is May 3rd. Well, here's today's He Said It. We have the largest and most experienced team of journalists covering farm and food policy in Washington. That's Steve Davis, who was promoted to Deputy Managing Editor at AgriPulse yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 5th, brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.